Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm like, accurate? No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry. I was in a meeting. Okay. Did you have a couple minutes so that way we could set up the account and then we'll schedule your client interview at a later time that's convenient for you?
Okay.
So what I know you mentioned you wanted to change the email address. Do you have that? I'm sorry?
Messages, number you text me from?
Yes, you can send it there. In the meantime, because we're going to send your receipt, do you want me to send it to the new one or do you want me to send it to the one that I have
the
now?
New one.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So go ahead and text that to me. Now, Jesse, what's your last name?
Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
Okay, and Jesse, you spell it J-E-S-S-E, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the number that I have currently listed right now, when I'm looking at your Google profile page, it says Jesse Stump Grinding is the company name. That's how it should read,
yep.
Right? Okay.
Because
yep. I know it says shaping, trimming, and stump grinding, but to be quite honest with you, it should only say Jesse Stump Grinding because those are actually key words that should be added. Does that kind of make sense?
All right.
Okay.
We do tree removal too.
Okay. So how do you want us, how do you want the company name to read? Just as Jesse Stump Grinding?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause we're going to make sure it's uniform everywhere. And then the phone number that shows right now is 518-502-4124, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I believe your website, I do see it attached, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Let me go back. So I know that there's a website that's the A&M, right? No,
yeah,
actually, I see.
I still own A&M.
Okay. Here's the one that I see. I got the jessestumpgrinding.com. That's the one that we need to make sure is linked. Okay. All right. I'm just copying that there. Let's see what else I'm looking at here. I just want to make sure. Okay, good. Your address doesn't show. I wanted to make sure that wasn't showing. Okay. And then Jesse, for the payment for the $299. Okay. It's amtreeservice7677@gmail.com, right? That's the email. Okay, let me put that because I'm going to resend you those emails, the one that has Google and Facebook marketing. So it's the one that shows you everything that's included with the price. So you're going to receive two emails from me right now coming from Nadine Medina. One will say Google and Facebook marketing. It shows you the package is $299 a month with everything that is included. The second email is going to say client dashboard analytics. What it does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system just so that you can get familiar with how the reports will look because you will have a customized tracking and reporting system. So you can track all of your results with us, okay?
And it's going to say tree removal on it though too, right?
Do you want, that's why I wanted to verify with you. So when it comes to your company name, I want to make sure we list it accurately and it's going to be uniform across the board. Right now it currently reads on Google right now, it says Jesse Stump Grinding and then it says hyphen shaping, trimming and stump grinding in Lake Lucerne, New York.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I don't say tree removal. All right.
No, but when I look at your website, okay, and this is where I want to make sure that we list you correctly. On your website, it just says Jesse's with an apostrophe S, Stump Grinding, and then underneath it says AM Tree Service. So however you want us to list the company name is exactly how we're going to list it all across the board. So if you want to change it to Jesse's Stump Grinding and Tree Removal, we can do that, but we're going to make sure it's like that everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want it to read as Jesse's with an apostrophe S?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Stump grinding. And then do you want the and symbol with the tree removal or tree service?
And tree removal.
And tree removal. Okay. So I'm going to text this to you real quick. You let me know if it, this is exactly how you want it to read. I'll send it to you right now. Okay. I just sent it. Should be coming any second. Let me know if that's how you want me to list it. And so we'll update it on your Google profile page and wherever else where we're listing your company. It'll be updated.
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. Okay. Now, I'm also going to send you another text message. It's going to have the number to our customer service. So anytime, Jesse, that you have an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, or even a modification, you're going to contact customer service. They're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. So for you, we're here 10 to 7, okay?
Okay.
And then you have my contact information. I mean, even though I can't make changes to the account, you know, updates and stuff like that, but if you need to talk to someone urgently, you can call me or text me and I can get the message to customer service right away. Okay.
All right.
All right. And then now for the billing, the card that you're using today, is it in your name, the business name? Is it in both?
Business name.
Business name. Okay. And how does it read on the card?
Jesse Stump Grinding.
Jesse Stump Grinding. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
Lake Luzerne, New York, 12846.
Is it a P.O. box by chance?
Yes, 388.
Okay. And then Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
Visa. And what's the card number when you're ready?
4802.
Uh-huh.
9800.
Uh-huh.
2007.
Okay.
4253.
Expiration month and year?
426.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
630.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. However, I'm not charging the card yet, okay? 4802-9800-2007-4253, correct?
Yes.
Expires April of the year 26. CVV code on the back is 630, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what I'm going to do before I even process your payment, Jesse, I'm walking you through what's called a voice verification recording, okay? It is for your protection, and the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So
right.
What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over billing. Okay, do keep in mind, just as a reminder, this is what we call, it's not a contract, it's what we call a two-month verbal commitment, okay? With the company asks that you give it, you know, a fair 2 months before you leave, right, to give it that full turnaround, okay? So
right.
It'll go over the billing date. If you need to cancel, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? So you're not being charged. Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything you don't understand, just stop me and say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? I will review it. I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure before we process your payment that you do have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it will read on the first page of Google.
Jesse's Stump Grinding and Tree Removal.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jesse Allen, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Jesse, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And just be aware, you might get a call from a company trying to sell you another type of product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you for more money. Okay?
Yep.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, Jesse, I still like to explain it, is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, please give us a call just so we can reference and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
I got my Google thing, but it's turned down.
Okay. Are you talking about the Google ads?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're not. So as far as like right now, we're not doing Google ads, right? What we're running instead is the Facebook ads, which is kind of a better conversion rate, to be honest with you. We do offer Google ads. I mean, at any time, let's say you want to also include the Google ads, that's at your discretion, right? But I wouldn't recommend that you run them and then you have us run them too, because that's going to hurt your company more than help you. And it makes you're spending more money, right? So not a problem. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 19th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Okay? So your next payment will automatically be charged on August 19th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it'll automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I sent you, 877-635-6225, and then you're going to hit number 8 when you start hearing the recording. To prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. We're going to send your receipt both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. It should be coming through to you in the next couple of minutes. Now, I do want to schedule your client interview. So the client interview, we block out an hour. It can take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. The client interview, it's very important that we get you through that, okay? So they're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the Facebook ads and so forth. So this is where the magic is going to happen, okay? Now, today, I have appointments available if they work for you, and the time that I give you is your time zone. I have appointments available today between, it looks like, 6 and 7 is the latest appointment I have for today. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep,
awesome.
So I'm right in the middle of filing saws, honestly.
Okay, perfect. Now, they are going to call you from an 877 number, Jesse, so just make sure to please answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule it, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview letting you know that it's coming up, okay? So I'm getting you set up for that time, and then you're going to receive an email with that calendar invite. Now, I'm just going to go over some basic, you know, questions with you so that the technician knows where to start from, and then we'll be pretty much done, okay? So when it comes to your services, I know we were talking about tree removal, stump grinding, anything else you want me to notate in there that you want to also be found for as well. They'll go over more detailed with you as far as like the keywords, but I just want to give them a general idea.
Trimming and shaping bushes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We do planting.
And you do planting too?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Now, is this for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential, but we do commercial too.
Okay. All right. Now, Facebook page, I did see one for the AM tree. Is that the Facebook page you're using for this business?
No. Just okay. Stump grinding and turn there.
Okay, so you do have one. Okay, awesome. And then now, okay, so I'm putting here, yes. Okay. Now, you do have an option if you want it. It's included. It doesn't cost you additional, but we can include a tracking number for you, which comes with an app that you would download on your phone so that you can track your calls and your messages. The tracking number is what they would see as opposed to seeing your personal number, right? But it's linked to your personal number. Would you be interested in a tracking number or keep it without and just your phone number showing as it is now?
It's my phone number showing it.
Okay. Now, with the Facebook ads, you could target as far as a 50-mile radius. I think when we talked, you were covering Saratoga and Queensbury, right? Outside of your area. That's where you want to be, right?
Yeah, I don't really want to go much farther.
You're like, I don't want to go too far. I hear you with gas prices, man. Oh, listen, I got two Chevy trucks and a Chrysler 300, and I tell my husband, if we're driving, the one that's driving the furthest is the one not taking the gas guzzler right now. Now, for your method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text or email,
text.
I mean. But I'd rather have phone ring than really don't check my email as much.
And this would be like when we're contacting you, I mean, we'll try all three. You know, we just ask that, you know, when you're not busy, give us a call back at least within 24 hours, okay? And then licensed and insured?
Yep.
And what are your hours of operation? 24/7, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. I guess.
Want to put like 8 to 5 or 8 to 6?
8 to 7, I guess. Or
8 to 7? Okay.
Yeah. Trust me, I
what
get
about
phone
weekends?
Calls.
I bet you get them at midnight.
Yes, I do.
I'm not surprised. Okay. What about Saturday and Sunday? Do you want to put by appointment only? Do you offer emergency services?
Yes, I do. They can call weekends.
Okay.
It doesn't mean I'm going to actually be there, but they can set up an appointment.
Right.
I'll answer the phone.
I'll put Saturday, Sunday appointment only. Why don't we do that? Does that sound okay for you or?
That's fine.
Or just put open. I mean, either way, they're probably going to call anyways. Okay. So. I'll just put Saturday and Sunday open. You can always change this at any time. Okay, and then I added the emergency services, and then what forms of payments do you accept right now?
We got cash, check, Venmo, or Zelle, whatever it is.
Zelle, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Zelle, Venmo's another one, Cash App, awesome. What about PayPal?
No PayPal.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I got all that. Okay. The last couple of things I want to go over with you. So today they'll call you between 6 and 7 o'clock, as I mentioned, from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. We'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. Now, if you can do me a favor in your text messages or in your email, I need you to find the receipt. It'll say initial invoice. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Jesse Allen, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see that there?
Yeah.
I know you got quite a few. It would probably be in between the invite for your client interview and in between the welcome one. It might be before that.
Is it the invitation one?
Not the invitation one. It'll be the one, I believe, before that. It'll say initial invoice.
No, I haven't received it yet.
Okay. Let me see. You want to read off the ones to me that you see right now?
It says invitation to Local Splash, CIENG, and it says Local Splash support, local. Oh, okay, initial invoice, yep.
You got it? Okay. So on the initial invoice, it'll say, Dear Jesse Allen, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms, right? You see that there?
Okay.
Okay. Click on that where it says, please click here. And then it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, right? When you clicked when you clicked on the please click here, it should have taken you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
Okay. Now on that page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. There's going to be a box for you to type in your name, but before you do that, there's a little box right above it to the left. Right next to it, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and accurate. So by you clicking in that box, Jesse, you're saying that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Yeah.
And then type in your name.
And a password.
Perfect. You're already there. Okay, great. So first of all, make sure you save your receipt for your tax purposes because you know that it's a write-off, any marketing that you do. I wanted you to see this where it says username and password. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive this link, a username and a password. Okay. This is where you would log in to start tracking your results with this, the phone calls that you're getting, where they perform the location of the search. That's where you're going to track everything, okay? So we don't have it yet for you because they're going to create it. So you'll get this email with the link, username, and password. You can update it to a password of your choice, okay? Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, so today when they conduct your client interview, we're going to get things moving. You're going to have to add us on as managers to your Google profile page. If you're not sure on how to do that, the technician will walk you through it, okay? Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories there within your area. And 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. Okay? Now, your login, you're also going to get within 5 to 7 days. Now, typically what it does state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it says that your company is going to have first page placement in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. Now, I'm going to tell you, Jesse, that we'd like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it at times where it has happened sooner. So in your case, it could happen a lot sooner because you're already PIN verified. It's a matter of adding us on as managers. However, we are going to send you notifications as these things are being processed. So we are going to keep you in the loop. So we'll let you know when you're live in the Facebook ads, the directories, when you're live, they're on the first page of Google. Okay. So we're going to be notifying you of that. Okay.
Right.
And I want to be the first, Jesse, to welcome you to our Local Splash family. I really want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day. I know it's getting close to the evening soon here. Okay. All right. You take care now. Thank you.
You too. Yep.
Bye-bye.